Mark Levin, January 6th Committee is violating the Constitution. By Jeff Poore on May 2, 2022. Sunday, conservative talk Mark Levin opened his FNC Life, Liberty and Levin program by criticizing the January 6th House Select Committee and congressional Democrats for promoting a political agenda against former President Donald Trump. According to Levin, the January 6th Committee was violating the Constitution. Transcript as follows. Levin, there is so much going on, but certain things that need to be discussed that just aren't. And I want to discuss with you tonight in the opening monologue here, the war against Donald Trump. What war against Donald Trump, right? He's a private citizen. There is a plan that's been laid out to try and destroy Donald Trump, even though he is a private citizen. Even though he's a private citizen, the Democratic Party is out to destroy him. They fear that he might be a nominee again. And they don't want him to have any clout within the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell is all for that as well. What am I talking about? Well, you had a Manhattan DA who retired, who opened an investigation of the Trump Organization. The Manhattan DA who replaced him, a radical leftist, is still conducting an investigation of the Trump Organization. You have an attorney general in Albany, New York, who ran on trying to indict Donald Trump. She should have been disbarred, in my opinion, right there and then. But instead, she actually has the ear of a judge, who has now ordered the Trump Organization and former President Trump to comply with her subpoenas. Even though it's quite obvious in this civil investigation that there is no attempt here to conduct justice. It's all about trying to destroy Donald Trump. That's the Democrat-elected Attorney General in Albany of New York. Then we have a Democrat-elected district attorney in Georgia who is trying to make some kind of a case out of Donald Trump's phone call with a Georgia official berating him for failing to hold up the Georgia law as President Trump saw it. And so they open an investigation there, too. So these are heavy Democrat districts. These are political elected prosecutors. These are people who have no intention of doing justice. In fact, their goal is to do injustice. We have way too damn many prosecutors like that. Many of them with the backing of George Soros. Which is why, in part, we have such a massive problem with crime and murder in this country, and back to that in a second. Then we have a fourth investigation going on, the so-called January 6th Committee. The January 6th Committee, which is nothing more than a front Politburo type committee set up by Nancy Pelosi, loaded with the most radical leftist Democrats you can imagine, and two of the worst never Trumper reprobates that you can imagine. There is not a single lawyer on that committee staff. Not a single representative on that committee staff to raise any objections to what that committee is doing. It's very Stalinist in its makeup, and that committee is leaking like a sieve. Cherry-picking information, using texts, using emails, putting the information out to their favorite news organizations, CNN, The Hill newspaper, The New York Times, The Washington Post. We saw all of this with Russia collusion. And the farce here is they claim they are investigating January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, Congress has two responsibilities and only two. One, to legislate, two, to appropriate. They have no authority whatsoever to conduct quote-unquote criminal investigations. That's a separation of powers issue. That's what the executive branch does. And yet, this committee is undermining all protections that a criminal investigation would provide to witnesses, that would provide to other people, by claiming that it is conducting an investigation under its legislative overview powers to consider legislation for next time. That's a farce. Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Benny Thompson, Adam Schiff. They've all said that they're looking for criminal issues here to make a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. There is pressure being placed on the Attorney General of the United States, who is highly partisan and political, to issue some kind of charges against former President Trump and his closest associates. So what this January 6th committee is doing is violating the Constitution. Violating the Constitution, and quite frankly, so is the executive branch. You can have a committee of Congress under the cover of legislating, conducting a criminal investigation, where people's due process rights, rights to challenge evidence and other rights are being absolutely destroyed, while they are sending their names to the Justice Department to be charged for contempt of Congress for not responding to their subpoenas and their testimony. The whole thing is a horrific setup. It's absolutely un-American for Democratic Party operations, where they criminalize politics. Donald Trump has committed no offenses whatsoever. How do I know? because he's the most investigated man on the face of the earth by all kinds of authorities. But isn't there an issue here? Well, you know, Kevin McCarthy said one thing in private and another thing in public. Gee whiz, politicians never do that. And of course, reporters never do that. But wouldn't you be interested in knowing the extent to which the New York Times and the Washington Post, CNN and MSNBC, and all the rest of the corrupt news platforms have been colluding with this committee and the Democrats on this committee and the two reprobates on this committee leaking the information to this committee? This committee is putting out information. Then they want to have a public hearing in June. And they've hired some guy who is going to write a novel about everything they have found. If this isn't Stalinism, if this isn't injustice, inequity, I don't know what the hell is. This is a disgrace what's taking place here. It was a disgrace enough, two bogus impeachments of a president of the United States. Absolutely bogus, including when he was a private citizen. A disgrace undermining our constitutional system. This same Congress that has been targeting the U.S. Supreme Court and threatening members with the loading it up with additional members of the Supreme Court. If that court doesn't bend to their will, this same Congress. Democratic Party opened borders, the violation of our immigration laws. We have hell anarchy, chaos on the southern borders. Criminals coming into this country, fentanyl coming into this country. They don't give a damn. This same Congress that has weakened the dollar and created inflation. So all of you are suffering as a result. This same Congress and this same administration that has killed energy independence. So the price of gasoline is now going through the roof. This same Congress, this same president who are shrinking the American economy, literally shrinking it. Talking about food shortages. What the hell have we become here? This is America under the Democratic Party and they're not done. Critical race theory with your children. Sexualizing babies in our public schools in a Disneyland? Oh, this is fantastic, isn't it? What a civil rights movement they've created, destroying women's sports, Title IX. That's right, guys should be able to be in women's sports. Why? Because they want to be and they say so. Okay, that's perfectly fine. And this administration, undermining our alliances with the State of Israel, with moderate Arab states, while they're about to arm the Iranian regime with long-range ICBM nuclear missiles. Oh, that's terrific. Oh, and what else? They're not arming up the Taiwanese who need to protect themselves against a sure invasion from China. And they're slow off the mark, a day late and a dollar short in helping our Ukrainian friends. That's America under Biden, and the Democrats in Congress. Well, it's not the America I believe in. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor. We had a special counsel. He came up with nothing. That's the truth. And then we have this Russia collusion where they tried to set him up and that's how we got a special counsel. And now we know that Hillary Clinton was the invisible hand behind the entire damn thing. The Democratic National Committee, the law firms of Perkins Coie, and their lawyers who were also involved in the 2020 election, which I'll get to briefly as well. So this January 6th committee is leaking its operations and the way it's conducting. It violates the liberty and due process rights of the individuals that they're smearing and the Democratic Party is on a tear. That's what's going on. Now, let's remember a few other things about this 2020. What's the biggest problem about the 2020 election? First of all, you had Mark Zuckerberg, one of the oligarchs. Could be a Russian oligarch, if you ask me. But he's an oligarch and as you know, he owns Facebook. He is worth billions and billions, he pours $417 million into the race. That is indisputable. And what does he do with that money? He goes, particularly into heavy Democrat areas, gives out grants to these local officials in these election offices. And as a condition of getting these grants, this extra money, to hire more people and to have more machines and to do all the rest. They must comply with the demands of the Zuckerberg Front Organization. And those demands help the Democratic Party in Democratic precincts, in particularly battleground states. That's dark money by a billionaire trying to buy the presidency. Now, I'm thrilled to death that the January 6th committee is looking into this. They're not. There's not a single committee of Congress looking into this, because the Democrats control both bodies. Not a single committee of Congress, looking into Mark Elias, and the Perkins Coie law firm that went all over the country, changing the election laws in violation of the federal constitution. They had governors, they had boards of elections. They had state court, state supreme courts. The problem is the Constitution says the state legislature determines the election processes for choosing a president and a vice president. And unfortunately, the United States Supreme Court, when two cases came to that court out of Pennsylvania, refused to take up either one. In Pennsylvania, you had a Supreme Court that is rogue. Every bit as rogue as the Florida Supreme Court was in 2000. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court changed the election laws to help Biden and the Democrats in the Democratic areas. When the Florida Supreme Court kept changing how you count ballots in Florida. Finally, the U.S. Supreme Court under the great leadership of Chief Justice William Rehnquist stepped in and said, "That's enough. You don't have the authority to do that. That's enough." The John Roberts Supreme Court refused to step in at all. And that's why we're in this mess we're in today, if you ask me. I hope when the Republicans take control the House of Representatives that they do to Nancy Pelosi. And these Democrats on this committee, and these two rogue Republicans on this committee what they've done to everybody else. That they look at their text messages, that they go after their emails, that they go after their phone logs behind their backs. Going to the phone companies, going to the software companies to gather the information so it cannot be challenged. And if they don't turn the information over that the committee wants under Republican control, then they are held in contempt by Congress, and their names are sent to the district courts in Washington, D.C., to have an official criminal decision against them. Now, why do we need their text messages and emails? Just to be mad? No. We need it because this committee was set up ostensibly to look into what happened on January 6th. They haven't asked for a single piece of information from Nancy Pelosi. What did she do to protect the Capitol grounds? What information did she get from the FBI or any other organization? What did she tell the Capitol Police to do? Was she asked if she wanted 10,000 to 20,000 National Guardsmen? She needs to testify under oath. We need to see her texts. Why the other members of Congress? Because these other members of Congress are using the January 6th committee. Not to investigate how to protect the Capitol, not to investigate what happened that day. They're using your tax dollars. They're using the official position of committee members under this rogue committee to advance a political agenda against the former president, against his former staff, and against his family members, and it is time to put an end to this. Now they're leaking audio of the Republican leader of the House of Representatives. Does anybody find this unethical? That somebody was recording conversations with the Republican leader of the House of Representatives? Of course, the media don't care. The media are unethical, they're corrupt. But isn't there an issue here? Well, you know, Kevin McCarthy said one thing in private and another thing in public. Gee whiz, politicians never do that. And of course, reporters never do that. But wouldn't you be interested in knowing the extent to which the New York Times and the Washington Post, CNN and MSNBC, and all the rest of the corrupt news platforms have been colluding with this committee and the Democrats on this committee and the two reprobates on this committee leaking the information to this committee? This committee is putting out information. Then they want to have a public hearing in June. And they've hired some guy who is going to write a novel about everything they have found. If this isn't Stalinism, if this isn't injustice, inequity, I don't know what the hell is. This is a disgrace what's taking place here. It was a disgrace enough, two bogus impeachments of a president of the United States. Absolutely bogus, including when he was a private citizen. A disgrace undermining our constitutional system. This same Congress that has been targeting the U.S. Supreme Court and threatening members with the loading it up with additional members of the Supreme Court. If that court doesn't bend to their will, this same Congress. Democratic Party open borders, the violation of our immigration laws. We have hell anarchy. Chaos on the southern borders. Criminals coming into this country, fentanyl coming into this country. They don't give a damn. This same Congress that has weakened the dollar and created inflation, so all of you are suffering as a result. This same Congress and this same administration that has killed energy independence, so the price of gasoline is now going through the roof. This same Congress, this same president who are shrinking the American economy, literally shrinking it. Talking about food shortages. What the hell have we become here? This is America under the Democratic Party and they're not done. Critical race theory with your children. Sexualizing babies in our public schools in a Disneyland? Oh, this is fantastic, isn't it? What a civil rights movement they've created, destroying women's sports, Title IX. That's right, guys should be able to be in women's sports. Why? Because they want to be and they say so. Okay, that's perfectly fine. And this administration, undermining our alliances with the State of Israel, with moderate Arab states, while they're about to arm the Iranian regime with long-range ICBM nuclear missiles. Oh, that's terrific. Oh, and what else? They're not arming up the Taiwanese who need to protect themselves against a sure invasion from China. And they're slow off the mark, a day late and a dollar short in helping our Ukrainian friends. That's America under Biden, and the Democrats in Congress. Well, it's not the America I believe in. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.